This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bragging rights are on the line and maybe a state dinner too. It's Zach Gelb against former NFL Pro Bowl quarterback Gus Frerotte in our CBS Sports Radio NFL Picks, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Hey, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. 12-8-1. That's my record. That's also Gus Frerotte's record on the season as well. We are tied in the former NFL Pro Bowl quarterback who now hosts a great podcast, Huddle Up with Gus, Gus Frerotte, here with us on the show. And Gus, I know we don't usually agree, but one thing we do agree on is that we hate ties, and now we're in a tying situation.
Well, Zach, I feel like that's going to be broken this week.
Ooh, a little smack talk is what you're saying, or are you just telling me that I'm going to beat you up?
Well, it may be that, or it may be that I was so bad last week that I can't get any worse.
And you got saved. I should have a one-point lead, but I pushed on that miss extra point at the end of the Browns-Bengals game, I think it was. That cost me. So I wasn't happy about that.
Isn't that the worst? I mean, kickers, it just hurt us so many ways.
Let me first start you off with this, Gus, before we get to the games. When you're a quarterback making your first start, there's always going to be nerves. How do you get comfortable in the game where you don't, like, think about the nerves anymore? Because it's just natural your first few snaps, you're going to be nervous. Does it take a while to settle in?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it does. I mean, for me, when I started against the Indianapolis Colts, way back when, in 1994, how old were you then, Zach?
What month? September? September of 94?
Yeah, so it would have been way back when, you know? So you are nervous. You know, you're in there and it's your first start. And I was a seventh-round pick. I wasn't a first-round pick. You know, and I know that I got to have a good showing, because if I don't have a good showing, I may never see the field again, and I may not get to, you know, pursue my dream. And so there's a lot of emotion, a lot of everything going on, and you got to have confidence in your teammates, and they got to have trust in you. And so it's a lot. It's a difficult game, but I think once you take that first hit, you're playing football like you always have.
I came out of the womb, by the way, of August of 1994. Not to make you feel old, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. As a young and exuberant Zach Gelb is here with an old quarterback in Gus Frerotte, who did go to a Pro Bowl.
So. Well, I hope your head wasn't that big back then.
Right? That would not be good for my mother. Oh, geez, you just put a bad image in my head, Gus. I don't even know if we can continue this segment. I feel like I'm a rookie quarterback. I feel like I'm a rookie quarterback. I don't know what to do now.
Right. I'm putting you on the spot. That's what happens. You get on the spot, you gotta react. You gotta play. You know, you took your first big hit, now you're coming back.
So, are you a big fan of Halloween there, Gus? Let me just awkwardly transition here. You a Halloween guy?
Yeah, I'm a big Halloween guy.
You dress up a lot? You still dress up?
I wish I did. I don't. You know, when we were living in St. Louis, I had some old outfits. I dressed up, put a wig on, you know, had some makeup on. But haven't done it in a while, and I miss doing it.
What's your three best candy items? You're going trick-or-treating. The three best candy items are what, Gus Frerotte?
First one's a Hershey bar. I love a Hershey bar. Just plain straight Hershey. That's my favorite. Then is the Snickers. And then I'm going to go Kit Kat.
I love Kit Kat. No Reese's Peanut Butter Cup for you?
It's not up to the top three, but I do like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
So, Gus Frerotte, before we get to the picks, I got to use your player brain here. We had Damian Wilson on earlier from the Kansas City Chiefs linebacker, and I brought up what his teammate said, Chris Jones, which I get what he's saying. They're going up against the Jets on Sunday. How you don't want to take any team for granted. But then Chris Jones said, the Jets are a very good team. They're a heck of a team. I know you got to say the right things, because if you say the other thing, oh, this team stinks, then it becomes a bulletin board material and it's a front page headline all over the place. When you look at players speak there, like, there's no way Damian Wilson actually believes the Jets are a heck of a team, right?
Well, the thing about it is it's the NFL. There's a lot of parity. You never know what can happen week to week. Obviously, the Jets aren't who they want to be, and we all know that. We've seen it week in and week out. But any week, anything can happen, and if you don't prepare, you will get beat. That is the NFL. And I think that when you say those things, that puts that tempo, that idea in your head that I have to prepare like I always do. And I think that's why players say that stuff.
That's fair. No, I get the mentality. I get the approach. But we were having fun with him. He was really getting upset with me because, I think in a joking way, because I was telling him his team was going to blow out the Jets by at least 20 points. And he got upset that he thought that I basically said to him the Jets are going to trade Sam Darnold and draft Trevor Lawrence. Now, he thinks Sam's a good quarterback. I think Sam's a good quarterback, too. But you kind of get that feel that if the Jets get the number one overall pick, they're going to trade Sam and draft Trevor Lawrence, right?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I feel bad for Sam. I think he has great talent. I think he's in the wrong place at the wrong time, but that's happened to so many quarterbacks in the NFL, and hopefully he can land in a spot that can really utilize his talents to the best of his ability.
All right, Gus Frerotte, huddle up with Gus. Former NFL quarterback, did make a Pro Bowl in his career. 12-8-1 on the season for both of us. I'll go first. I'll start things off with the 49ers and Seahawks, Gus. Seahawks coming off a loss. 49ers back-to-back victories. You're going to have no Wilson in this game, no Raheem Mostert. I think the 49ers are going to have to go on long drives because you got to keep Russell Wilson off the field. I think that's going to be an inconsistent part of their game. I'm surprised this is only a 3-point spread, so that is a little misleading and fishy to me, but I'm going to go with Seattle. I'm going to trust Russell Wilson coming off the loss, even though they don't have a good defense, and I'll take Seattle winning the game by more than 3 points. I like the Seahawks.
I like that pick. I think you're right. Right, you hit the nail on the head on that one. For me, my first pick, I'm going to go with Saints and Bears. You know, I think that even though Drew Brees hasn't shown me that he can go outdoors and play in a windy city and everything, I think he's going to go up there. He's going to have a good game. You know, Alvin Kamara is going to have a big game running the ball. And I think that the Saints are going to go up to Chicago. And, you know, they're going to beat the Bears by more than 4.5 points.
So you take the Saints minus 4.5. We were talking about that game earlier. It would not surprise me if the Bears win. I think the Saints do win. But I think this is going to be a sloppy game. No Michael Thomas, no Emmanuel Sanders, and Allen Robinson also not expected to play. But I just got to trust Drew Brees. Like, I don't think he is great right now anymore. I think he's an all-time great quarterback. I got to think he's going to be able to win by 5-plus points up against the Bears. I personally wouldn't touch the game. You touched it, though. So you take the Saints minus 4.5. And it would not surprise me if you are correct about that one. But I think that's going to be a game that it's going to be close, and one team's going to win it by a touchdown. So we'll have to see who that team is. Next game, I'll give you my upset. And I don't know about you, Gus. The upsets I thought were tough to identify this week. We have to pick one upset each and every week. I don't love this pick, especially because their offensive line is having some problems. I know Cleveland now is without Odell Beckham. And Chubb is not going to play in this game. He's still out. I just look at the Raiders. I don't trust them. I don't like them. Personally, I like the Browns better than the Raiders. But the Raiders have been such an up-and-down team. Coming off that blowout loss, I think this is a 23-20 game. Maybe actually more points than that. Maybe it's like 27-23, something along those lines. I don't love this game, but I'm going to take the Raiders plus the 2.5 because I really did struggle to find an upset pick this week.
Right, I agree with you. I think the Raiders are going to go into Cleveland, run the ball, try to keep that Cleveland offense off the field. John Gruden is going to have a great game plan for their run game, and I think they're going to go in there and get that offensive line going and run the ball and try to keep the score down, and hopefully they can pull the upset.
Is that your pick, or you got another pick for me?
No, I got another pick for you. My second pick would be, this is hard for me, but I got to go with it. You know, I'm a Vikings guy, but I can't see the Vikings beating the Packers. I'm going to go with the Packers over the Vikings, and the Vikings getting 6.5. I just think that, you know, in Green Bay, the Packers had a bad blowout loss a couple weeks ago. They turned it around last week. Even though Aaron Jones is out this week, I think, you know, we saw Devontae Adams have a great game, and I think that the Packers are going to beat the Vikings in Green Bay.
Can you say it with me? Da-na-na-na-na. Go, Pack, go! Are you not there yet?
No, I'm not there yet.
Gus Frerotte, huddle up with Gus, former NFL Pro Bowl quarterback, here with us each and every Friday on the Zach Gelb Show NFL Picks. All right, final game for me. It's a big point spread. It's not the point spread that you're thinking of. That's the Jets and the Chiefs, which that is Kansas City minus 19.5. I'm not going to go there. And I actually think, Connor, what'd you say earlier real quickly? The Jets on the money line are what? Plus 1,400, you said?
Plus 1,400, yep.
And the Chiefs are minus 4,000?
Minus 4,000, yeah.
So you got to bet 4,000 to win a home. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. All right, I'm going to go with the Monday night game. Tampa minus 11.5 up against the Giants. The Giants have showed some fight this year, but I just think Tampa's rolling. Their defense is too good. They're going to make Daniel Jones throw a few interceptions and force a few fumbles up against Danny Dimes. I like Brady and the Bucs minus 11.5. I know no Godwin in this game, but that won't matter. Tampa is going to win this game probably like 38-14, 38-10, something like that. Maybe even 38-20, like somewhere in that realm. So I take Tampa minus 11.5, Gus.
I like that pick. You know, that's a good pick. Because I was thinking about that one, Zach. But for my underdog, I think I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to watch the rookie this week, you know, making his first start, taking over for my man, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Wow.
And I think that being an underdog, the Dolphins, we don't know what Tua is made of yet. But I think even though the Rams are one of the top defenses, they're top in sacks, everything you name it, but I think he's going to have a good game. It's in Miami. They've got a lot of good things going. They've had a week off. I think that they have a lot of confidence in Tua, and it's going to be a good game. I miss my man Ryan Fitzpatrick out there, but I'm still with the Dolphins because he's on the team, so I'm looking at the Dolphins doing an upset.
I was surprised you took that pick because of the loyalty that you showed to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Have you talked to Ryan this week? Do you have some inside information on this game that I should be worried about?
No, I haven't talked to him. I know it's hard. It's been hard on him. I know he's dealing with a lot of stuff, but I know just like I was when I played for several teams, and you're not starting anymore. You're playing. You're still part of a team. You've made relationships with these guys, and you still want the best for the team. And I know Ryan has a close relationship with Tua. If something happens, whatever goes down, if they don't play well or whatever, Ryan will be back in there. But, he's about the team, not about himself, and I know he's played like that through his whole career.
What do you got this week on Huddle Up with Gus?
This week on Huddle Up with Gus, we got a great guest. Solomon Wilcott is coming on. He's done so much. He's been in broadcasting. His career has been tremendous in Cincinnati. He's been all over the place. Now he's doing some stuff with, where he's doing analytics. He's doing so much. He tells us his whole life story and about how he fell in love with football. And you know what? That wasn't even his first love. His first love was basketball, and he wanted to be a basketball player. But the coach wouldn't let him in the gym in high school. And so, he turned to football. So it's an amazing story. And catch it on Huddle Up with Gus or huddleupwithgus.com.
He's a great dude. Does a great job at Pro Football Focus now and was awesome as a broadcaster for CBS for so many years. Gus Frerotte, you be well. Enjoy the Halloween festivities. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good luck.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.